No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Keith. We are the crew today for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, coming up, we hope to connect with our good buddy Tom Haynes from AOPA Live, and also Dimitri, our Russian correspondent from the Light Sport Expo that Keith got to meet face-to-face. Face-first, too, I guess, works.
Yes.
A little more weird.
Yeah, a little weirder, but
way
yeah.
to describe it. But you met Dimitri.
I did.
And we're going to have him file his first official correspondent report for Just Plane Radio. I got to give a little shout out to Fahid. I think I said his name right, in Saudi Arabia, who he sent me a little a note, and he flies, dives, and boats, and he wanted a hat, so I hooked him up. Not with a Just Plane Radio hat, because we don't have any of those, so don't even start trying. But he wanted some other stuff, so we got him taken care of. But that was kind of nice to hear all the way from over there.
All the way from Saudi Arabia.
How about that, huh? So we're reaching a few folks that are, you know, outside our initial reach. They're safer in another country. Maybe that's what it is. You think, Keith?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
For sure. But so we got a full show to cover today. Super Bowl was last weekend. Everybody saw it. You saw it even, didn't you?
I saw the end. That's all I saw.
You didn't see the halftime show?
I did not.
It was all about drones. Lady Gaga. You've heard of her, right?
I've heard of her, yes.
Lady Gaga. She did a halftime show, and she featured drones from... it had to be the same damn drone show they had down at the Disney Village, or the Disney Springs that we talked about a few weeks ago for the holidays. That's where all the drones went. They went to the Super Bowl.
Well, and you didn't go with them.
I did not go with them, but I watched it on TV. Did you? You didn't even see that part of it?
I didn't.
You need to Google that. You need to YouTube the video of the drones from Lady Gaga's halftime show.
All right. I could check that out.
Yeah.
I was working the whole time during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's a four-letter word we don't try to use here at Just Plain Radio. So
well,
just
I know
stop.
You don't.
Yeah. Yeah, you do an activity that you love. That doesn't count as work.
I was doing an aircraft appraisal.
Yeah, that sounds like work.
That was work.
That way it's not even flying, is it?
No flying.
Yeah, that blows. No, but...
That was sitting in front of a computer typing.
Okay.
Is what that was.
Well, you should have been watching the halftime show. You should have focused. You should have set your priorities correct, like every other red-blooded American.
I was focused on serving my customer.
Yeah, then that's not the American way. You're supposed to sit back with a beer on Super Bowl Sunday and watch the game in the halftime show.
Well, you know personally that I am not like other Americans.
That's true. He's a bit odd.
I don't drink.
Yeah, oh, that's a problem.
I don't watch much TV.
Mm-hmm. That's just un-American. You sure you even belong to this country?
And I serve my... No, don't tell Trump. I will be banned.
Yeah, you will, for not liking football.
I just got my global entry, though, so I think they're going to let me back in.
Or they just want you the hell out of here.
Well, one of the two.
That could have been why you got expedited so quickly.
It did happen very quickly, didn't it?
It's like, let's get him out! The sooner you approve him, the sooner he'll leave.
Probably. Maybe. I mean, I got the whole thing done in 5 days. So.
Yeah, well, that is impressive. But not as impressive as the halftime show. You need to go back and watch the video.
I guess I'll have to
go
back and watch it.
Now, spoiler alert, you know, when they showed Lady Gaga at the top of the stadium, she rappelled down. It was pretty crazy what she did there at the beginning. She sang, you know, Star Spangled Banner or something, and then the drones.
Or something. You don't know what she sang.
Well, I don't remember if it was Star Spangled Banner or America the Beautiful, one of those. But she...
You're an American.
Okay, no, it wasn't that. What you mean, the Lee Greenwood song? No, she didn't.
No,
sing that.
No, I'm saying you're an American. You don't even know what song she sang.
Well, she's saying I don't remember. I know the song. I just don't remember everything. I just remember the drones, because right as she was singing, all of a sudden the stars started moving around, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's the drones that we saw at the Disney Springs thing during the holidays.
Was it really the same show?
It was a similar type thing where all of a sudden the stars move and form these designs behind her. Now, the spoiler alert is that evidently wasn't live. They had filmed the drones before the halftime show or at some point. And then they put it in on the video, you know, as she was rappelling down or something like that. So I'm not so sure the drone part of it. I was told that wasn't live as part of the halftime show, which kind of makes sense because they have that big TFR above the stadium.
Right.
And they may have had some issues flying drones during the Super Bowl anyway. So that part was like, you know, put in after the fact, or they had recorded it earlier and then popped it into the show and made it look like it was. And then it, you know, formed an American flag, and then it formed the Pepsi logo. I mean, it is very cool technology. And even on TV, it looked kind of neat. You know, it actually, one person, you know, saw it and he goes, well, that looks so fake. It looks like a cartoon. Like they just, graphically put it in. You know, and I was like, no, that's. It kind of looks cartoonish like that, or it looks like the stars are moving around because these little tiny drones are flying around with lights on them, and all you see is the lights. And so all of a sudden you see the stars move and form some kind of design. So it looks like drawing in the sky. It's kind of cool. It's neat technology. It's the next wave of fireworks, I think. It could replace
I'll
fireworks.
I'll have to go back and check it out.
It'll replace fireworks if they get over the TFR issue.
Yeah.
That is a problem, but I guess there's issues with fireworks and TFRs too. You would think, but they had fireworks. They definitely, those were real. They had those going off. So I don't know. But anyway, it was cool.
My son-in-law just bought a drone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you disown him for it or
no? I'm actually going to help him get his certification for it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You want to make him legal?
Yes.
Well, good man. All right. So you had the drones.
I like my son-in-law.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to put words in your mouth, but I'm glad you clarified that, you know, for him and the rest of your family. but okay. So you had the drones at the Super Bowl. That was just that was huge. There were a lot of other things going on that you know, Keith didn't pay attention to because he doesn't watch TV or you know do what normal Americans do on Super Bowl Sunday. But you were aware of Trump closing down Mar-a-Lago last week.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of the local airplane folks are griping. Is that reaching up here to Orlando? Are you hearing about it?
Yeah. I mean, we're hearing about it. But, you know, it happened to us every time Obama came to Orlando.
Yeah. He'd come to Disney. And guess what? Hey, he's going to Disney World. Oh, crap. We can't work.
Yeah, and every single time that he came down here to try and help out Hillary during the election and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
all those wasted taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. Didn't work out too well for a flight school in the area.
No. There's a lot of aviation businesses around that that don't do well when we have VIP movement, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could see, you know, I feel their pain. I understand their frustration. I mean, it's even more populated, you know, per capita down there
right.
in West Palm than what we have, I think, maybe when something like that happens in Orlando. However, you know,
really
it's
like
going
to happen.
I'd
like to know what Trump's opinion of that, you know, because he's big, big into aviation.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to know what his actual opinion is of shutting those airports down for three days like that.
We've talked about this before when you brought up the fact that Obama, you know, had these effects on you guys operating in Orlando, and it had nothing to do with the president. You said it was the Secret Service.
Well, it's Homeland Security that does it. But
mm-hmm. So it creates this 30-mile TFR around the area, and that just creates a problem. I just wonder if they can come up with some exemption, you know, because the main thing they closed down business-wise for the aviation community are flight schools. There's no flight training allowed in the area. And you would think, like, well, okay, maybe we can loosen that up or move the training area this way, you know, but let them take off and still do their business. You know what I mean?
Right.
You'd think they'd be able to accommodate that some way or get some kind of special exemption.
Especially here in Florida where, you know, so much flight training in the country happens down here in Florida.
Right. So
because of our beautiful weather.
Because, and it is beautiful. I mean, right now, this is the best time of year to be flying, and we're just talking about it. We should be out flying right now, shouldn't we?
We should. Why are we here?
I don't know. Last week we were flying. Maybe we should call up Dennis or, you know, get Dimitri. He's down there in South Florida, I believe. Have him fly up here, pick us up, and we'll go flying.
Maybe he can't. Maybe there's a TFR.
Only for Russian people. But that is a whole other political thing we probably won't even get into. But who knows? Anything could happen on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So I get off the plane and I forgot to undo my seatbelt, and I'm pulling the plane through the terminal. And the wings are knocking people over. And then I almost broke both my arms trying to hold open a revolving door for a woman.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith. We are your crew. We're going to be joined by Dimitri, our correspondent from Russia, originally. He's, I think he's in South Florida now, right?
He is, yes.
Yeah, okay. And also Tom Haynes from AOPA Live going to join us here in just a bit. All right, so Super Bowl was last week. We talked about the drone show at halftime with Lady Gaga. But there was also some drone stuff that happened during the Super Bowl commercials. You didn't even watch those?
I didn't.
Man, I just don't know what's wrong with him. He's just slightly off. But, you know, you got the halftime show, you got the game. Yeah, it's usually, that's the third thing. It's usually the commercials, the halftime show, and the football game. And ended up, the game was better than all three by far this year. Oh my gosh, what an awesome game it was. But anyway, back to the commercials.
But you don't even like football.
Yeah, but I watched the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I mean, I don't
You're one of
dislike.
Those fans.
I don't dislike football. I just don't follow it during the season as much as a lot
so
of.
So, who did you want to win?
I didn't really have, you know, a team I was pulling for going in. But as the, you know, it was natural for me at halftime to go, oh, man, they're being blown out. It wouldn't be cool to see them come back. And they did. So I was kind of, you know, cheering for Tom Brady and his crew from New England with a room full of Falcon fans. So I just, you should have heard the air being sucked out of the room. It was quite entertaining from my perspective.
At the end?
At the end, yeah. You could hear a pin drop or me go, yeah. And then they looked at me like, get the hell out. Which is, you know,
which is what you did.
Fairly typical when I go visit friends like that. Anyway, the Super Bowl commercials were blah overall, but there was this one from Amazon.
Humane Society.
Which one?
The Humane Society.
No, why did they have one? I don't remember seeing that, or did I just block it out as they normally do when I see that one?
Go ahead and tell yours first, and I'll tell you mine.
Yeah, okay. So this one was for Amazon, or the Amazon Echo device. And the Amazon drone made an appearance. So, you know, the lady orders something on Amazon, and then it delivers the package. Maybe it was Doritos or something. We need more Doritos! And she says to the Amazon Echo, and then, you know, the drone comes in or something, and something like that. It was, but I was like, oh, here's the future. Whether you like it or not, they're during the halftime show, and they're next year. They're
you
gonna
like
be,
it. I know that.
They're going to be delivering munchies during the Super Bowl game, possibly. So
Can you imagine how busy those drones are going to be now that smoking pot's legal?
Oh.
The munchies are going to be on a roll, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be an interesting statistic to see how pizza sales have went up in Colorado over the last year.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway.
You should check that out for the next show.
Maybe. But the drones are coming, and you know, we saw one on one of the Super Bowl commercials. So drones were out in force during the Super Bowl, whether you notice that or not. That's just what I have a tendency to kind of hone in on here at Just Plain Radio. And because it does affect our flying.
It does.
Sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. But it's coming whether you like it or not. So you might as well be aware of what's happening in that world.
A change is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So the other thing that caught my eye this week was, like, if you're bummed out about drones, you're down in South Florida, you're tired of, you know, your flight school being shut down because of a TFR visit due to the president. You got to find other things flying wise to entertain you or to put you in a positive space. How about a flying poker run? I didn't know they did these. I've covered many of them for go fast boats. It's a very popular thing that boaters do.
Right.
And they'll cruise up around Florida.
And motorcyclists.
Motorcycles do it too, so I should have figured that they were doing this for the airplanes, but I haven't heard of any. I mean, but sure enough, there's one up in Tennessee going on, I guess, next week. Like a flight school has a charitable foundation or something that they want to raise some money for, so they decide they do a poker run. You have any interest in something like that, or no?
I've never done a poker run.
It's okay. You don't watch TV. You don't watch the Super Bowl, and you don't even play cards, let alone drink, smoke, or dance. You dance?
Hey, if you see me, great. Do I look like I could dance?
Oh, I thought you had a seizure. I thought that's what that was.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
All right. Anyway, it sounds like fun to me. You fly to five different places, pick up a card at each location, and at the end of the run on at the fifth location, you have a five card poker hand, and the person with the best hand wins a big prize. Doesn't that sound like a fun reason to fly?
Well, it's a reason to fly.
I mean, you can get your $100 and hamburger.
Is the money for charity or something?
Well, it can be. It depends on, you know, who's running this thing. I mean, I'm sure there's some folks that are doing this for
profit.
What
about the one in Tennessee you're talking about? Is that one for charity?
Yeah, they have a charitable element to it. Usually how they work is...
That's the way they are for motorcycles, typically.
Yeah, well, there's an entry fee of, say, you know, a couple hundred bucks or a few hundred bucks or whatever, and that money is used to raise money for a particular charity, and then whoever has the best hand ends up winning, maybe half of that money or something like that, or some other prizes they get donated. So the
motorcycle drill team, the Central Florida motorcycle drill team that I used to ride with, we used to do one every year, sponsor one every year.
Okay.
So for pancreatic cancer.
Hmm. Well, that's nice. I mean, not pancreatic, not cancer, but the fact that you're funding research to overcome such a thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, I mean, how common is it for, pilots to do this? Have you heard of that going on quite a bit?
But I've never heard of one right around our area at all.
Hmm.
So,
well, I mean,
why don't you put one together?
Well, I was just going to say, would you even know how good your hand was?
I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, I know. So you'd be the perfect person to play against. Like, let me look at your hand. Oh, no, I beat you. better luck next time, Keith. That'd be the best kind of, pilot to play against in a
flying poker. You can take advantage of me and I wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't be the first time.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm sure it won't be the last.
Okay.
But that's okay.
But any reason to fly like that, I think, is a positive thing.
It is.
Wouldn't you agree?
Sure.
Okay. So you would play even though you'd be losing.
I just show my hand to somebody and let somebody that I trust. So it won't be you.
What?
It'll be somebody that I trust.
You don't trust me?
To, tell me what kind of a hand I've got.
I wouldn't tell you the truth. Come on.
Besides big ones.
Yeah, exactly. Big ones. Mm-hmm. Another little reference to our president. Okay, so we'll leave it at that and connect with Tom Haines and our correspondent from Russia, Dmitry, next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. FTPros.com is the website to go to and learn how to fly with Keith as your flight instructor. Now, a couple weeks ago, we had the Light Sport Expo in Sebring, Florida. And that is where Dmitry wanted to go take some pictures and report back on his findings for Just Plain Radio. And he is on with us via Skype right now. Dmitry, how are you, buddy? And welcome.
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
I'm swell. All right. So you had your time there at the Light Sport Expo. You met Keith, I hear. You met him face-to-face. And, when you met him in person, was it like a big letdown or what? Be honest.
Well, he ran away. What does that tell you?
It was hard to catch him because he was so busy.
Yeah, he was so busy, was he? Is that the excuse he gave you? I don't believe it. Nah, he's never busy. He has time for everyone.
Yeah. But I got really good advice from him.
You got good advice from Captain Keith, did you, at the Light Sport Expo? Like, what kind of advice, Dmitry? What do you mean?
Yeah, I asked him, should I get my seaplane rating and then rent a seaplane and go places? And then he said, no, nobody will rent your seaplane nowadays.
Yeah, why is that? Why won't they rent him a seaplane?
Liability. There's actually one.
They don't rent to Russians? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah.
What? That's not appropriate.
So there's actually one place in Winter Garden, I think it is now, that has started to rent. If you get your rating there, they will rent, but they won't allow you to take it to the islands.
Hmm. Okay. Is that your goal, Dmitry, is get your seaplane certification and fly over to the Bahamas or, I don't know, back to Russia?
It used to be my goal, but now I understand I don't need to waste my time and money because it's hard to rent. And even if I can rent it, I cannot go really well places. So it's easier to regular plane.
I got
go
you.
To the Bahamas.
Oh, it's easier to get a float plane. Is that what he said? That is why I need to consult my translator, Keith.
Just take a regular airplane over there.
Well, a regular airplane, like the Bimini or something. All right, we'll continue on with Dmitry and bring Tom Haines from AOPA into the mix next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
A touch of my hand and you shall fly.
It's my time to fly. Yeah. Rock with me. Rock with me. Yeah. Let's fly.
Yeah, let's fly. Okay, this is Just Plane Radio. I think, you know, your dancing really does look like a seizure, Keith. That pretty much confirms it. Anyway, we have Dimitri with us, and now we have from AOPA, Tom Haynes. Tom, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, Greg. Great to hear from you.
Well,
sounds like you've got quite the show unfolding here.
Well, we got Dimitri. He's an aspiring pilot from Russia. He lives down in South Florida, so he's
excellent.
He has come to our neck of the woods, and how he got turned on to us is worrisome.
It is Craigslist.
Yeah, either we're going to bring these two worlds together, you know, his Russian culture and America together, or we're going to create an international incident. I don't know, but either way, it should be entertaining to listen to it on some
level.
Can
we weave Cuba into this conversation somehow?
I don't know. Have you been to Cuba, Dimitri, or no? What do you think?
No, not yet.
Is it on the list? Okay. Is that something you want to do?
Oh, yes.
It's on the list for sure. Okay. Well, there you go.
Well, the rest of us have been to Cuba.
That's true. How strange is that?
How about that? That is a little awkward, isn't it? I mean, you know, but you should go. Actually, Keith was telling me during one of the commercial breaks that what you said, there's a new operator flying down there now, too, or something?
Well, it's not a new operator. It's Encore Jets, and they have partnered with an international, I think it's called International Expeditions. It's a travel agency, and they're now doing private jet flights down to Cuba.
Hmm. Okay. Well, private jet would be pretty nice. I mean, Dimitri was thinking he could take a seaplane down there. Is that what it is? Right, Dimitri? You were thinking that along those lines, maybe?
Yeah, but I'm thinking about a regular plane. It's just 50 miles away.
Yeah, well, it's a short flight for sure. But
we went in a seaplane.
Yeah. Oh, you went in. That's right. Well, it was. Well, the difference between a seaplane and a float plane is what, Tom? Explain. Help me.
I think pretty much the same thing. I mean, you have amphibious floats, you got straight floats, you have amphibious hauled airplanes, but seaplanes, float planes, I use the terms pretty much interchangeably. I don't know,
okay.
Keith, is there a difference?
I never really thought about it, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, we learned something together. I asked actually in a coherent kind of question for once. How about that?
I'm making a check right here.
Wait, Dimitri's trying to say something. Say that again. Dimitri?
I checked it a few weeks ago. There is no difference. It's the same. Seaplane. Okay.
All right. Well, see, there we got our guy from Russia to correct us. I love it. All right. So
at least we have somebody to do some research here.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
But he went to the Light Sport Expo, and you were in Florida last week, too. Is that right, Tom?
I was down at the Sebring at the Light Sport Expo as well for just one day a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, were you flying seaplanes or what were you doing?
Well, then after that, yeah, I did go up to Cherry Pocket there at Lake Pierce, kind of near Winter Haven, south of Orlando, and did some seaplane flying. I got my rating there at that little flight school operation 2 years ago, I guess it was. Hmm. And, anyway, I was just out banging around, getting current. And also doing some video work for an upcoming video package we're doing on kind of float plane proficiency. It was a lot of fun. As you guys know, flying float planes is just a hoot.
Yeah.
So do they still let you rent the airplanes after you get your rating with them?
Well, they did, but unfortunately pretty much out of that. I mean, if it's somebody that has some experience that they know really well, they can still work it out. But for the most part, they can't anymore because they had an accident last year, I think it was. Somebody crashed one of their airplanes. I think it was a Super Cub on floats, and that kind of put a kibosh on them being able to rent airplanes at any kind of a reasonable price.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the
problem.
That's
typically what happens in seaplane rentals.
It's the insurance issues.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so that's why you told Dimitri, don't bother.
Right.
Go fly a regular plane if you're going to rent it. If you're going to buy one, buy one. And right. I would recommend like a Grand Caravan on floats.
There you go.
Something like that, Dimitri, that you could come up to Orlando, pick me up, and take me over to Cuba or Bahamas or wherever. You hear what I'm saying?
At Sebring, I saw something really impressive. It's air cam on floats. It's Elvis a huge wing. It flies slowly, but it's so impressive.
Yeah.
And it has floats, and it can go without floats, and it can go any place with such a big wing.
Huh. Well, translate, Tom. Were you there?
An air cam on floats. Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah. We had a couple of them. You know, Lockwood Aviation is based at Sebring, and they are the company that created the air cam, and they're also the dealer for Rotax engines. Air cams have two Rotaxes on them, and it's a very impressive airplane in its capabilities. Can take off, literally take off on one engine. So you're a two-engine airplane that can take off with one.
Well, how many people can you get in this thing? It sounds like a monster.
Only two.
It's a two-seater?
Tandem seating, open cockpit. They're fun to fly, man. Yeah. They're just a hoot. And on floats, I've never flown one on floats, but I can imagine, particularly on amphibious floats. Dimitri's right; you could go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, what about the Icon? If Dimitri's looking for something, you know, like a float plane, wouldn't the Icon be a good option for him? Assuming they're shipping them right now, are they even doing that? Or do we?
They're not shipping yet.
No, they're still working on it.
Not to retail customers. They're delivering a few to their training centers right now. And you know, that's an interesting little airplane, but it is an amphibious hauled airplane.
Yeah.
So, which has some advantages and disadvantages. One of the disadvantages is if you're trying to operate any place where there's docks, it's low wing, and so you're forever kind of fighting the docks. If all you're ever going to do is beach it, or you have a ramp access to the water, then you can come and go fairly easily. But with a low wing, it's a little challenging with docks.
Understood. What, Dimitri, are you aware of that airplane that's in development right now, or no?
Yeah, but right now. I heard about it many, many years ago, and they still do not ship it.
Yeah, well, they're working on it. It's a whole new
thing. They've got a training facility over at Peter O. Knight Airport in Tampa, so if you want to try one out, you can go over there and probably buy a ride.
Yeah. Well, you talked to Keith, though, and he kind of steered you away from the float plane, so did you see something else in Sebring, Dimitri, that caught your eye? They're like, okay, well, this is what I need to get. Or are you looking more along the rental side of things right now?
Rental side. No, nothing to buy this year or maybe next year.
Okay.
But I saw some amphibious, I don't remember its name, but they like refurbish it. They get used planes, they refurbish, and they sell it for less price than a brand new plane.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This
yeah.
Could be an option.
Take a plane, refurb it. I mean, that's kind of what Captain.
That was the lake.
Did. That was the what?
It's called a lake.
What a body of water that we?
No, the airplane. It's a lake amphibian airplane.
Oh, and they refurbished
There's a company that's gonna. No, the one that they had there was unfurbished.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to start buying these lake amphibian airplanes and refurbishing them.
Huh. Okay.
These are good old airplanes.
Yeah. Like how many seats are we talking about? Are we talking about a two-seater kind of thing again?
No, it's a four-seater.
That's a four-seater. I don't know. You know anything about those, Tom, or no?
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. Originally built up in New England, like New Hampshire, I think, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And the company has been through bankruptcy and has been owned by a couple of other companies in the last 20 years or so. And so I'm not sure exactly the status of the type certificate or the company that Dimitri is referring to. Whether I don't know that it's the company that owns the TC, but they may well just be a company that's specializes in refurbing lakes and has a lot of experience with them.
Right.
But regardless, I think there's a decent supply of parts, even though they're not really being built right now.
Yeah. Well, Dimitri, I'm assuming that maybe because you're down in South Florida, is that why you're looking at one of these float planes or something like that you could just cruise off the coast there, go over to the Bahamas or cruise around and snorkel someplace or fish? Yeah.
I mean, something like that. Go places, fish, go other places, to the beach, and it should be, I think it should be a real four-seater.
But he wants it for because you got to have room for me and my stuff, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's all about Greg.
Yeah, why is he laughing? I mean, I thought, I didn't think that that part of the conversation would kind of translate through. But evidently he's connected.
That's pretty much self-explanatory to any nationality.
Yeah, you think
that
it
is? This is all about Greg.
It's global.
Darn it. Okay. Well, what are you going to do? But I assume you've been doing more than flying seaplanes lately. Am I right, Tom? You've been doing quite a bit or what?
A little bit of bonanza flying back and forth to Florida. But meanwhile, of course, we've been keeping an eye on all the other stuff that's going on around the country, including Santa Monica. And we'll maybe touch on what's happening out there at some
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. We've got to talk about the airport out there in Santa Monica. We also got to talk about the FAA survey that they want us to take, right?
Yes. Yeah.
We can dive into that here in just a bit in Just Plane Radio. And then we'll find a bigger plane that'll accommodate me and my stuff that Dimitri can buy or rent if he prefers to rent first next on the big show. That sound like a plan?
Yes. Welcome, yeah. Dimitri, because now we can use your credit card instead of mine.
Yeah. Actually, let's fly over to Russia. I wouldn't mind going. We take a look.
I'll go.
Be a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there. I mean, I'm just following Dimitri's lead. I mean, you know, we're coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg, the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN. Your Dive Safety Association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise. Monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial. Even if you've had an event, like myself, after some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whoa, kill the motor, dude. Let us see what Squirt does flying solo.
Watch me get ready.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith. And we have from AOPA, Tom Haynes. And if that weren't enough, Dimitri, who has come from Russia and now lives in South Florida, is with us today as well. And so we kind of have a full crew. We got a four-seater flying around as much as we possibly can and navigating the latest aviation news and information. Now, one of the big news items in the aviation world for sure this week has been this FAA survey. So I guess let's talk a little bit about that first. I know that's, you know, been on your radar quite a bit. Am I right, Tom?
Yeah, we've been encouraging pilots to fill that out. It's an email survey, and FAA may also send paper surveys still. I'm not sure, but mostly it's email these days. And basically, they're asking people to just let them know how much flying, if any at all, your aircraft did over the last year. And So it really helps them understand how much aviation activity actually goes on. It also helps track number of hours on the fleet. And so we can understand the economic impact of aviation and also understand how many hours are on the fleet so that we can anticipate maintenance issues and other things like that. So it's helpful for everybody if people just take a couple of minutes and fill it out. It really helps.
Yeah.
There's also a safety issue with that as well, is there, Tom? Because don't they track the NTSB uses that stuff for that as well, right?
Yeah, they do. That helps them understand the accident rate because the number of hours, that's one of the calculations they use to determine number of hours flown, which determines the accident rate. And as everybody knows, we're on the NTSB's most wanted list because of certain types of general aviation accidents and that they're really focused on and want them to decrease, like, hey, we all do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does help from that standpoint, too.
So this is a new thing, or is it they do this every year? This is a new thing.
It's been going on for a long time.
Oh, so they're only doing it
now? It gets varying levels of attention.
Okay, so there's a window of them doing these surveys here right now that wraps up when, or do we know?
I don't happen to know off the top of my head,
yeah.
but they're in the mail right now, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Dimitri, have you seen one? No?
No.
And, no. Well, they need to talk to people like Dimitri, because, you know, he's from Russia and stuff, and he might be able to put in a word and, you know, over there and help those pilots out over there. You still talk to those folks back home, don't you, I would assume?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see? So, you know, that'd be, you know, you could put on your survey, hey Trump, say hi to Putin for me or something like that. That might just put, you know, give your survey just a little extra push. You hear what I'm saying, Dimitri? Or does that offend you?
Honestly, I don't really good know who you're talking about, because I heard about Trump.
Neither do most people. So that's, you know, that's a thing you have in common with most. So
I was affected by that guy last week. I planned my night flight training to West Palm Beach International.
Yeah.
And there was TFR announced because he came for a weekend to his vacation home in Florida.
Ah.
Yep. That was a big one.
Did you use the call? You should have just used the call sign Putin. You know what I'm saying? They might have cleared it right up for you. Yeah, there's a lot of dumb jokes that are bound to happen when I talk to you, Dimitri. So let me just apologize now, okay?
How about the rest of us? You can apologize to the rest of us?
No, you guys are, you know, you've come here at your own, you know.
Yeah, we subject ourselves to this.
Exactly. At our own peril. Yes.
Masochist. Yeah. Anyways.
I got vectored all over the place the other day because of...
because of the TFR?
Well, no, because he was moving from West Palm Beach to Tampa.
Ah, really?
To MacDill Air Force Base.
Yeah. So, well, that just made you a better pilot then, didn't it?
No, it just made for a longer leg, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Burned some more gas.
Yeah, burned a lot more gas.
It was a little annoying.
That 25-minute trip from Orlando to Naples took us about almost 53 minutes. About 53 minutes.
That's not right. That's just not right. Well, at least you have an airport to go to. Our friends over in Santa Monica, I don't know. What's going on, Tom? I mean, I thought that was going to be resolved there towards the end of last year. I thought, okay, they're going to work this out, and then all of a sudden it just hit the fan, and all of a sudden, oh, it's closing. What?
What they're hoping for is they're hoping for a Mayor Daley.
What, yeah, you mean the local city folks are?
Right.
Yeah. It'll come in there and bulldoze the runways and then solve it
like
that
it
way.
Like in Chicago, or at Lakefront.
Could that happen, Tom? You actually talked to the guy out there, didn't you? Or no, you talked to the head of the FAA. Is that what I saw?
I interviewed FAA Administrator Huerta last week, right after they made this announcement that occurred. Really, it was announced on a Saturday morning, of all things.
Yeah.
Sort of this was a late night deal pulled together between the city, the Department of Justice, and the FAA to basically keep the airport open for 12 years. There's a lot of this airport's been embattled for 50 years. It was a World War II era airport that the federal government leased from the city, then turned it back over to the city with some documents that, depending on how you read them, require that to be kept as an airport in perpetuity. City says no, that's not the case. Others, like AOP, for example, believes it should be, but nonetheless, there's been legal battling back and forth over the airport for decades, and finally they agreed to settle, basically saying that city must keep the airport open for 12 more years, and they can shorten the runway from about 5,000 feet down to 3,500 feet, which means that most of the jets will not no longer be able to fly out of there.
Right.
And then the city is supposed to continue providing leases to the tenants and providing fuel and all making fuel available, all that sort of thing. We'll see whether they operate in good faith or not. But it was a big surprise to the whole community. But on both sides, you know, they talk about legal documents. If nobody's happy, it must be a good one. Well, nobody's happy about this one. The city residents wanted the airport closed now. The airport stakeholders and aviation community wanted it opened forever. You know, I think the big problem, though, is that that the airport is going to be allowed to be closed by the city if they choose in 12 years.
Okay. Well, get your flying in out there on the left coast while you can. We'll have to leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for Morbid.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
They're just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.